you can live out your MasterChef dreams. When you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. Hello, I'm Blair Bathory, and this is the Something Scary Podcast. Thank you so much for being here, whether this is your first time or you're one of the brave souls who join us every week. Some of us live the entire year just waiting to get to summer camp. It's a world of boundless wonder and fun. You play games with friends you don't always get to see. However, within the seemingly idyllic setting lurks the darker side of the woods. Summer camp holds your darkest secrets and the truths about who you were at that age. And with all those fun and games, there's bound to be some mistakes, lies, secrets, and terrifying urban legends, even death. Just pray you get to the good part of summer first. First, digging up the truth, followed by the innocent turned evil, then loyalty at the price of death. Finally, in our featured story, sometimes stories are more than just words. Before we get to our stories, I just wanted to say that we would love to have you join our Patreon. We are primarily advertising dependent, but we would all like to be able to do fewer ads, and you can help make that happen by becoming a patron. Patrons get bonus episodes and access to patrons-only Discord. Most of all, you will help us keep doing all the work that we do. Visit patreon.com/snarled. So, want to hear something scary? Summer Camp Screams. Camp can often seem like the epitome of an all-American summer. But as with so many things, location can be everything. As in this story, written by Janine Pipe. Ever since we moved to the U.S., I wanted to attend a sleepaway camp. Maybe I'd watched too much TV back in the U.K., but it seemed like the most perfect way to spend summer. Playing sports, getting tanned, and making lots of friends. The camp I most wanted to attend had an educational program too, so my parents in the end couldn't really refuse. I put forward a compelling argument of camp being good for my studies and fitness levels. The first couple of weeks could have been lifted from some teen rom-com type movie. It was a blast, and I even had a crush, as well as making friends with my bunkmates. I'd signed up for the archaeology program, as that was something I'd always found fascinating and was even considering as a possible career after college. The counselors had set up a dig like a mock Jurassic Park, and those of us heading out were excited. It was really sunny, so we started early before it got too hot. At first, it was really fun. The counselors all drinking their coffee as us kids messed around in the dirt digging for bones. Of course, we all found bits and pieces over the next few days. Mostly, what had been specifically buried for us to find, and then practice excavating, cleaning off the finds, and a couple of campers even found some real bones, tiny remains of a bird or some sort of woodland creature like a bunny or squirrel. Of course, one of the things everyone loves the most about sleepaway camp is the spooky ghost stories told around the fire in the evening. And as expected, the counselors had their share of tried and tested tales, like the hook man who attacks couples as they're hooking up, and the camper who thinks their dog is licking their hand, but it's really an escaped mental patient. None of them were ever actually scary, since we already knew the basics. That was until Liza shared her story. Liza was actually a local to the area, which was unusual for campers and counselors. The adult staff, like the cooks and nurses, might have been from the nearby town, but usually the kids don't attend someplace they already know everyone from school. Anyway, Liza decided to tell us that nearly 30 years ago, her granddaddy was the county sheriff, and that there had been a spate of murders, specifically of children. And although they were believed to have been killed, it could only be called a mass case of missing persons, since no bodies were ever found. We all oohed and aahed, as expected, and gave Liza a clap. But as with the other well-known legends, we didn't believe a word of it. Until I dug up a skull. Of course, I felt triumphant at first, presuming it was another prop that had been prepared for us to find. It was quite small, but definitely human-sized and very realistic for what I thought was a Halloween leftover. The look on the counselors' faces soon put pay to that as they quickly checked with one another that this wasn't a prank, and when ascertaining it was not, told us not to touch anything else. We headed back to base camp, and they called the police. The next morning, we were all sent home. The camp became a crime scene with police and CSI everywhere. It turned out the skull I dug up did indeed belong to one of the missing children from 30 years ago, along with 17 other bodies, some whole, some partial in varying stages of decomposition. Having been literally playing in an unknown burial ground would have been traumatizing enough if those bones were all from the 90s. But of the 17 they found, 3 were far more recent, and 1 matched a report of a teenager who'd been presumed a runaway just 2 months before. The gravity of the situation will never leave me, one thought lingering in the back of my mind. The victims had all been locals, not campers. But what if one of us had disturbed the killer? Would we have been next? Did you long to attend a summer camp? Would you have enjoyed the spooky campfire tales? What would you have done if you had found a skull in the ground? Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews. But now, we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
In whispers they travel, stories old and new, cautionary tales that might hold truths too. So heed those whispers, for they may bear weight, the warnings of a hidden fate. Like in this poem written by Kyra. In the shadows of a moonlit night lies the tale of darkness and eerie sight. At a summer camp, where laughter once prevailed, a ghostly presence now forever veiled. Once a teen, filled with innocence and dreams, but torment and tormentors tore at his seams. Bullied relentlessly, with a heart full of despair, he found solace no more in the summer's warm air. One fateful night, when the stars held their breath, a prank went awry, sealing his fate's gruesome depth. The bullies, they sneered, unaware of their plight, as the teen stumbled and fell into the night. How many years later, by campfire's light, legends whispered, captivating the night. Over and over, the story is told. The tale of the killer ghost, the story unfolds. In the depths of the forest where shadows creep, lies a summer camp haunted in its sleep. A killer lurks unseen in the dead of night, his sinister presence a chilling fright. The moon hangs high, casting an eerie glow. As campers slumber, unaware of the woe, their dreams are filled with laughter and glee, but darkness awaits, a horror yet to be. The killer's footsteps whispers in the wind, his blade glistens with malevolence pinned. He moves with stealth, like a ghost in the dark, his heart devoid of mercy, a sinister mark. Through the cabins he prowls with wicked intent, seeking victims for his malice, his torment. Each footstep draws him closer to his prey, as fear spreads like wildfire, an unstoppable display. The campfire flickers, casting eerie shapes, as the wind whispers secrets, chilling escapes. The children stir, sensing something amiss, but innocence blinds them to the approaching abyss. In the heart of the night, the killer strikes, silencing screams with a single swipe. His eyes gleam with madness, his grin unhinged, as he reveals in the chaos, he's unhinged. Blood stains the grass, a grotesque tableau, as the killer dances, his madness on show. Each life extinguished, a symphony of despair, leaving nothing but silence, chilling nightmare. The camp is now a graveyard, a desolate place, echoing with ghost of each lost face. The trees weep silently, their branches in despair, as the killer vanishes into the midnight air. But evil never sleeps. It waits to return, to ignite fresh nightmares, to cause souls to burn. The summer camp, forever cursed it seems, haunted by the memory of the killer's gruesome schemes. The next summer arrives with an air of dread, as new campers arrive, unaware of what's ahead. They laugh and play, their innocence aglow, but danger looms, waiting to strike a mighty blow. The whispers of the past reach out to warn, but the children are deaf to the mournful scorn. They frolic in the sunlight, unaware of their fate, as the killer watches, filled with twisted hate. Night falls once again, shrouding the camp, as the killer emerges from the shadows damp. His presence looms, a malevolent force, as the campers dream on, oblivious, of course. The horror repeats, a never-ending cycle, as the killer claims his victim with a vile smile. Summer after summer, the bloodshed goes on, a macabre tradition, forever foregone. So beware the summer camp, where darkness thrives, where evil hides beneath its deceptive guise. For the killer still haunts, hungry for more, in the realm of nightmares, forever he'll soar. Have you ever heard an urban legend at a camp that you knew to be true? Did you ever experience it yourself? What was it? If you have any scary stories, send us an email and tell us about it at somethingscary@snarled.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
If you're fascinated by the darker sides of humanity, join us every week on our podcast, Serial Killers, where we go deep into notorious true crime cases. With significant research and careful analysis, we examine the psyche of a killer, their motives and targets, and law enforcement's pursuit to stop their spree. Follow Serial Killers wherever you get your podcasts and get new episodes every Monday.
Our parents only want what's best for us, but sometimes they are dead wrong. Like in this story written by Sarah. The night was drenched in darkness as a chilling breeze swept through the neighborhood. Most kids had been playing out in the heat of the summer, but that wasn't the case for Monty. In their quiet suburban house, Monty's parents stood firm, arguing with their teenage son. He was an introverted and socially awkward boy. He despised the idea of attending science camp. He preferred the solace of his own room, immersed in his technological pursuits, alone with his computer. But his parents, adamant about broadening his horizons, insisted he go to camp and meet people. Reluctantly, Monty trudged off to the science camp in the morning, his heart heavy with resentment. He was already plotting how to avoid eye contact with every single human at camp. However, something unexpected happened. When Monty returned home after the first day, he was filled with unfamiliar joy. "I made friends!" he cried to his parents. For the first time in a long while, he felt a sense of belonging. Eagerly, he looked forward to going back to camp the next day. His parents were delighted to finally see their son happy and embracing social interaction. But as the weeks went by, they noticed a gradual change in Monty. Initially, it was all positive. He seemed more confident and assertive, qualities they had longed to see in him. However, over time, there was an underlying shift, something unsettling about his demeanor. Monty's newfound confidence soon transformed into arrogance. He became increasingly condescending to his parents. He spoke to them with utter contempt, even going so far as to tell his mother that her only purpose was to have given birth to him, and as far as he was concerned, That was all she was good for. His mother bit her tongue, but she could only do that for so long. He became more bossy, uncaring, and cruel. He isolated himself from his little sister, refusing to let her play with him. Then, in a moment of utter rage when she knocked on his bedroom door, he snapped. He screamed at her with a ferocity that chilled his parents to the bone, realizing that something was terribly wrong and they needed to do something about it. They grounded Monty and took him out of science camp for the rest of the summer. They had no idea what could have gotten into him, and they were desperate to protect him from whatever sinister influence had taken hold of him. Monty, however, flew into a horrific tantrum at the mere suggestion of losing his newfound companions. In the midst of a complete meltdown, he hurled a vase at his mother, shattering glass and leaving the walls damaged. His parents stood firm, still believing they were acting in his best interest. The following day, as Monty remained grounded, a sense of foreboding filled the house. Strange things began to occur. The electricity flickered incessantly, and the internet connection dropped in and out, leaving Monty's parents frustrated and more annoyed on top of everything going on with their son. But Monty's eyes gleamed with a twisted amusement about the situation. "It's my friends," he said in a sinister fashion. "They're here with us now." Fear clutched at his parents' hearts as Monty gradually began to intensify his torment. He moved around the house with an unnatural swiftness, appearing in the shadowy corners, causing his family to avoid being alone with him. Their once loving and gentle boy had transformed into a malevolent force, hell-bent on punishing his parents for defying him. Then, just as the sun set and their house was shrouded in darkness, they arrived. Monty's friends materialized before his horrid parents' eyes. Because these friends were not human, Monty had created them using advanced AI and robotics, endowing them with a twisted loyalty that knew no bounds. Their cold, unfeeling eyes scanned the room, their every movement precise and calculated. With a single nod from Monty, the robot sprang into action, advancing towards his defenseless father. His mother wept, her voice trembling with desperation, begging Monty to protect his little sister. But Monty, a different child from when summer had begun, turned his back on his own flesh and blood. "They are my family now," he hissed, pointing at the machines. "They will do anything to protect me." The robots closed in on Monty's father, their metallic limbs glinting ominously in the dim light. They tore through his flesh, snuffing out his life in a nightmarish display of cruelty. The room was filled by his mother's screams and the stench of blood. Monty stood among his cold, unfeeling companions, awaiting his command. No longer bound by love or compassion, Monty had given away his humanity to the unconditional loyalty of his AI creations. As the night wore on, Monty's mother clung to her daughter, her heart shattered by the loss of her husband and the horror of what her son had become. She knew they were trapped. Evil seeped from Monty's very being. Realizing her son was gone, his mother made a quick, yet devastating decision. She slowly crawled to Monty on her knees, begging for forgiveness. She ached to hold him in her arms and make it all better. Once within arm's length, she grabbed him by the ankles and flung him to the ground, slamming his head on the floor. She choked the life out of the body that once belonged to her firstborn, and she whispered, "I brought you into this world, and I can take you out of it." Have you ever felt like your life has been taken over by technology? How do you know that you're the one who is still in charge? In our final story, join my co-host Stephanie as she tells the tale of a Latin American legend, which is now animated over on youtube.com/snarled.
When you go away from home for the first time, you get a taste of independence. but it's always important to keep in mind the lessons and rules your family has taught you. Because if you don't, you could put yourself in grave danger. Nola had arrived at Lake Crystal Summer Camp, eager to embark on a new adventure. As her parents bid her farewell, she unpacked her belongings, looking forward to the new experiences that had awaited her. As she went to put her clothes away, she yanked open the drawer. At the sight of a giant spider, she shrieked in horror. Quickly turning around, she heard laughter echoing behind her. It was her new bunkmate, Stacia. Stacia immediately picked up the spider to reveal it was just a toy. Her mischief knew no bounds. Playing practical jokes on fellow campers was her forte. Unable to contain her excitement, Nola burst out in laughter, thrilled to learn that her new bunkmate was someone she could have fun with. She secretly hoped that the two would develop a deep friendship, filled with loads of laughter and mischief, without the pranks being too scary, of course. Nola enjoyed swimming and sports, but her favorite part of camp was the evening campfire. Each night, they'd gather to tell spine-chilling tales, making s'mores and sharing urban legends. It was a perfect end of their jam-packed day of adventures. That was until it was her turn to tell a story. She knew one that the others would love, but in the pit of her stomach was an irrational fear that if she were to speak the words out loud, somehow they might come true. Finally giving in to the camper's persistent urging, Nola shared a tale from her childhood known as La Mano Peluda, or the Hairy Hand. In the midst of the Spanish Inquisition, a man wrongfully accused of theft met an unfathomable fate. His hand was violently severed from his body, yet his spirit refused to rest. With a thirst for vengeance, he swore to rise from beyond the grave and unleash fury upon those who had wronged him. And so it came to pass that after his death, a ghastly sight emerged. His amputated hand, now covered in thick and dark hair, slithered through the shadows with malicious intent. Its insatiable desire for retribution led it to drag unsuspecting souls into the depths of hell, leaving behind only large, bloody fingerprints as a chilling reminder of its wrath. So beware the curse of the vengeful dead, for its grasp knows no bounds. As Nola recounted the legend, the other campers chuckled dismissively, mocking its authenticity. But she swore up and down it was true, even confessing that her fear of getting out of bed in the dead of night was due to her being afraid what might be underneath her bed, that the lurking hand was waiting, well, waiting to grab her. The mere thought of it just sent goosebumps all over her body, cried out a younger camper in fright as a hand tapped on the shoulder. Of course, it was Stacia, taking advantage of the story to pull a prank. She giggled wickedly, saying to Nola, "So that's why you never sneak out with us after dark." Her sinister grin hinted at some kind of scheme brewing in her mind. The campers all left and headed back to the cabins, leaving Nola alone by the fire, regretting that she shared not only the story, but her fears. In the dead of night, Nola was sound asleep when a sudden ear-piercing noise jolted her out of bed. It was the fire alarm. She scanned the room and saw that Stacia was already gone. "This is a trap," Nola thought. Just a prank to lure her out of bed, knowing she would be frightened. She took a deep breath, trying to calm her growing anger. She leaned over and grabbed her shoes next to her bed and ran out into the hallway. But there it was. The counselors conducted a head count. Their faces grew increasingly tense. It became evident that the only missing camper was Stacia. Nola casually brushed it off, suggesting that Stacia was likely hiding to avoid punishment. She was clearly the person who pulled the fire alarm. After the campers got all the clear, Nola, now exhausted and furious, returned to her room. As she flicked on the lights, she gasped before letting out a scream in terror that echoed throughout the building. Blood-soaked legs protruded from beneath Stacia's bed, revealing the lifeless remains of Nola's bunkmate. A terrifying realization gripped her. This was no ordinary prank. Something awful and tragic had happened. When the police arrived, they discovered thick, inky strands of hair on the fire alarm and large, bloody fingerprints. The same short, dark hairs and crimson prints cover Stacia's lifeless body, connecting the gruesome crime scenes. The truth became undeniable, at least to Nola and the other campers, that the legend of La Mano Peluda was real and was somehow manifested into life when told out loud. And now it was there at Lake Crystal Camp, consuming innocent lives. The hairy hand had killed Stacia as a retaliation for her many pranks. Nola didn't know how many more deaths were to come, but she did know that it was just the beginning, and many more would fall victim to its need for vengeance.
This week's podcast stories were edited by Sarah Lukasiewicz, Janine Pipe, and Stephanie Strange. Narration by Blair Bathory and Stephanie Strange. Audio edited and mixed by Fitz Harris. Additional audio editing by Calvin Linderman. Art and graphics by Irma Richardson. Produced by Anna Villalobos. Executive produced by Gail Gilman. Music by Sapphire Sandalo and Calvin Linderman. If you have a story you'd like to submit, send me an email at somethingscary@snarled.com. Don't forget to watch the video version of Something Scary over at youtube.com/snarled. And if you'd like to support the show and everything we do at Snarled, join our Patreon at patreon.com/snarled. Until next time, my spooky friends, sweet screams.
's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.